Well, today is the feast day of St. Vincent, deacon and martyr, one of the early martyrs of the faith. He's one of the three most famous deacons who were martyred for their faith in the Lord and their love of the church. And they came from three different locations. You have St. Stephen from Palestine, St. Lawrence from Rome, and St. Vincent from Spain. So today I'm sure Father Andres is happy to have a great Spanish martyr. And, of course, you remember the story of St. Stephen, the first and most famous of the deacons who died for Christ, being stoned to death. After he had preached to the Sanhedrin, he was taken out and stoned. And he said, "Father, forgive them. They know not what they do." And he offered his life and his sacrifice out of love for the Lord. And this helped to bring about the conversion of Saul of Tarsus, who will become St. Paul. The second famous martyr is St. Lawrence of Rome, the famous deacon who was placed on the gridiron and burned alive on the gridiron. And today we also have St. Vincent from Spain, who also experienced many tortures and persecutions and martyrdom. So Robert, you have something to look forward to. Right? All these famous deacons, they get martyred. Now, let's just take a look for a moment at the life of St. Lawrence. What we know, I'm sorry, St. Vincent, what we know about him was that he was from Spain in the area of Saragossa, and he was ordained a deacon by his bishop, who also became a saint, St. Valerius. And it was in the year 303 that Diocletian began to persecute the church in an even more fierce way. He had published a decree against all the Christian clergy, and that he would have them arrested and put to death if they were unwilling to reject their Christianity and offer incense to the gods and worship the false gods. The following year, this decree was extended to the laity as well. And so Vincent and the Bishop Valerius, because they were clerics, were imprisoned in the city of Valencia. And they were made to suffer from hunger and from torture under the local official named Dacian. And Vincent and Valerius would not renounce their faith, but their faith even grew stronger in their imprisonment and in their suffering. Because the Bishop Valerius was elderly, he was sent into exile. And Dacian focused all his attention to break Vincent through many more tortures, such as being roasted on the gridiron and hooks and other terrible forms of torture. But this only made St. Vincent's faith all the stronger. And so the official became even more and more frustrated that he could not break him. In fact, he even beat the torturers for not being able to break Vincent. And so eventually, the official decided maybe he would compromise and say, "Well, you don't have to worship the pagan gods, but you do have to hand over all of the church's books and hand over the sacred scriptures." And of course, St. Vincent refused this as well, and he had even more torture, thrown into a filthy cell. But during that time in the cell, he converted the jailer. And then, again, the official was so frustrated, he felt there was nothing else he could do, so he allowed him to be placed in a more comfortable room, and there St. Vincent died of his wounds, surrounded by some of the Christian faithful. So he's given the martyr's crown. And devotion to St. Vincent became very widespread, and he's become one of the most famous of the early Spanish martyrs. I think what we can learn from St. Vincent the deacon was his willingness to suffer for Christ, willing to undergo the torture and persecution and imprisonment and all sorts of terrible physical persecution in order to remain faithful to Christ. And we see that his persecution made him stronger in the faith. And we also see that his great desire was to preserve the Bible and preserve the sacred scriptures, that he was willing to die rather than hand over the church's books and the sacred scriptures to be burnt. So again, this shows how much the church and the saints have always loved and honored the word of God, that they're willing to die to have passed down the scriptures to us. And then lastly, I think what we can take from him is his great apostolic zeal, that even though he was in prison, he did not focus on himself. He focused on sharing the gospel with the guards, and was able, through God's grace, to convert the jailer to Christianity before his death.